888-288-2871. Tuck Pointy, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven signed. 618-338-2871.
Don't forget, always check your decks.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the veterans hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Holistic Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. Healing your whole body, not just your spine.
The Regaining Our Children Foundation is a nonprofit organization that supports the wearing of uniforms in the St. Louis public schools. The organization raises funds to help provide school uniforms for financially disadvantaged students. Check out the Regaining Our Children Goodwill Resale Shop on Gravoy from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturdays. Monetary and in-kind donations are needed to assist the foundation in its mission. Find out more by calling 314-772-3655. Something for you from AM 920.
These are the days of Elijah.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're from the Power of Truth broadcast. We'll be looking for you to join us from 8 until 9 p.m. every Tuesday evening.
The Power of Truth broadcast is a biblically based Christian no-spin program. We'll be discussing world events and Christian issues of the day, strictly from God's Word. Call and dialogue with us.
See you there.
This is NHL Hockey Hall of Famer Pat LaFontaine. Each year, some 300,000 athletes suffer sports-related brain injuries. I was one of them. Too many concussions forced me into early retirement. The American Academy of Neurology Sports Concussion Guidelines can help you determine what to do after a major hit and when it's safe to return to the game. Players who suffer a blow to the head and become disoriented, have memory problems, or lose consciousness should not be allowed to return to the game until evaluated by a medical doctor. Evidence shows repeated concussions can cause further brain damage. This is for all athletes at all levels, whether it's a major hit during a hockey game or a knockout on the Little League field. It is critical parents, coaches, and players know the signs of concussion and when it's safe for injured players to return to the game. Learn a lesson from me, Pat LaFontaine. Play it safe and protect your brain. Learn the signs and follow the American Academy of Neurology's Sports Concussion Guidelines. For more information, visit the Academy's website at aan.com.
Hi, this is Phil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Sill and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Sill's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Sill and Tim.
Now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. we must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Celebrity voice impersonator.
This is Elvis Presley. And whenever I'm taking care of business in St. Louis, I'm listening to the Sloan Ranger Show on AM 920 WGNU. As the Sloan Ranger would say, thank you. Thank you very much for listening.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
In our Do You Know Your Stuff hot seat today is Doctor of Optometry, Dr. Mary.
Hi, how are you, Doc?
Good to be here, guys. Fire away.
Which of the following can be detected during an eye exam? Diabetes, high blood pressure, brain tumors, heart disease, or multiple sclerosis?
All of them.
She's right.
Really? No way!
Really?
They can detect multiple sclerosis through an eye screening?
Not an eye screening, an eye exam. By an optometrist. The eyes are literally windows to your health.
Brain tumors have been detected during an eye exam?
Yes, and high blood pressure and diabetes.
Then answer this. Why did the optometrist climb the mountain?
Because he could see better up there.
Oh, see? Good.
A message from the American Optometric Association and your local doctor of optometry. Test your IQ at AOA.org.
What's this share the road thing?
It's when both drivers and bicyclists obey traffic laws and show some courtesy.
But don't bikes belong on sidewalks?
No, bikes have a legal right to be on the road, just like cars.
Can I honk my horn so they get out of my way?
Not at all. Drivers should give bikes at least 3 feet of space when passing, and drivers should wait until they can pass safely. It only takes seconds. When we share the road, drivers and bicyclists all get where they're going safely. A message from the Illinois Department of Transportation and the League of Illinois Bicyclists.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Holistic Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. Healing your whole body, not just your spine.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Hi, this is Dirk Kempthorne, Secretary of the Interior, and I'm here to tell you about one more exciting reason to visit Federal Land this summer. Now, in addition to experiencing the history, culture, and beauty of America's federal lands, you'll have the chance to enter your best federal lands photo in the Share the Experience photo contest sponsored by the U.S. government and the National Park Foundation. 14 winners will be chosen to earn national recognition and many exciting prizes. Best of all, if your photo comes out on top, we'll make it the backdrop for next year's federal lands pass. So whether you're an amateur shutter buff, a history buff, a wildlife lover, or an outdoor enthusiast, grab a camera and get out there. Remember, America's next prize-winning photographer could be you.
The Share the Experience Photo Contest runs through December 31st. For more information, visit www.sharetheexperience.org.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, Tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
We've been married a year.
Yep, and in business together for 2 months.
Oh, it's a big move for us, starting a business and everything.
And for our future 9 children.
Oh, our future 2 children.
Look, there are lots of worries in starting a business, but creating an emergency preparedness plan shouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, we needed a plan in case of fire, flood, or cyber attack. I mean, how will we get the business back up and running?
Mm-hmm, because without the business, we could never afford baseball mitts for the 9 kids.
We went to Ready.gov and downloaded everything we needed to create a plan. I mean, Ready.gov has free templates, checklists, and more.
Yeah, without Ready.gov, I could easily get old before my time.
Mm-hmm.
The furrowed brow, nervous twitch.
But because of Ready.gov, we have one less thing to worry about.
Groupie shoulders.
Oh, stop it.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Ready.gov. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on gas and help the environment. That's why you want to know about the EPA's smart driving tips. Tips that could give you more miles per gallon of gas and reduce air pollution. Like making sure your tires are properly inflated. And replacing your air filter regularly. Oh, where possible, accelerate and brake slowly.
Slowly.
And did you know that for every 5 miles you go over 65 miles per hour, it's like spending about 20 cents more per gallon of gas? Also, if you're shopping for a new car, look for the SmartWay certification mark to help you choose the cleanest, most efficient vehicle that meets your needs. If we each adopt just one of these tips, we'd get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more tips and to compare cleaner, more efficient vehicles, visit epa.gov/smartway.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell my brothers, how can this end? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell my brothers, how can this end?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this
end? But the heart truth.
truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Were killed and hung. Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me and they died for you. This is for them to know that yes, we are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Dear brothers, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join PUSH. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SPLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So, in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go?
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My goodness gracious, we have so much business to tend to. And you know what? We're going to get a lot of it done this morning. We're going to talk about Chief Sherman George, what's happening with Chief Sherman George. Do you think we're going to let this go? We ain't. We ain't going to let this go. We're also going to be talking about, remember a while ago we had a person on to talk about, let's get an audit of the finances of the city of St. Louis so we can find out where our money is going. Well, guess what? We got it. We're going to talk about that, too. A whole lot of stuff coming at you. A whole lot of stuff coming at you. Let's get some work done. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Southbound 270 and 70 and Dorset. Look for a vehicle on fire reported at Dorset Road. Look for slow traffic as a result. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic, especially around the 44 Exchange. Westbound 40 from Winghaven through Route N. There's an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's reported west of Winghaven. Look for slow traffic as a result there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic is building, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 270 from West Florissant into Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building in pockets. Eastbound 44 from Lindbergh through Big Bend. Look for heavy volume already this morning. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 270. Look for delays in the 255 exits. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge through the valley. Look for pockets of slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway to pass St. Charles Rock Road. Look for slowdowns around the 270 Exchange. Northbound 270 at the 70 Exchange. Look for slowdowns in the left or right lanes. Excuse me. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's rolling steady across the span into the landing, and westbound 64 from Bow Avenue to the 5570 split. Look for delays. There's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers throughout the day today with a high in the upper 80s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms possible, lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid-70s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, once again becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high around 70. Currently, we've got 74 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Tom Simeon Branson, you love your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big-boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m. The monkey pulled the frog,
pulled the moon, and jumped the gun and did not. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Son, what you don't understand. My words might never explain, so I am hoping that I will. Things may not go as you planned, dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. And before I get to you, before I get to my business, before I get to some stuff, got to get to some advertisers here. Welcoming a new advertiser to the Wake Up Call advertising family. It's, you know, out there getting ready to go work. You want something to snack on. You want something to grab for breakfast. You want to get something to eat on your way in. Well, in 20 minutes, the Sandwich Depot opens up. 20 minutes, the Sandwich Depot opens up right there at Page and Goodfellow. They have wonderful breakfast sandwiches, a wrap, sausage, egg and cheese, bacon, egg and cheese, ham, egg and cheese, steak and cheese, hash browns, donuts, all of that in your neighborhood. You know what? This is a wonderful, wonderful business owned by a husband and wife, African husband and wife. These are our people. This is our community. This is the circle of life. We need to support the businesses. We need to just put our arms around. This is our stuff. You hungry? Get on over to the Sandwich Depot. You can't get there for breakfast, then you got all day long because they're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Sandwich Depot, wonderful sandwiches, burgers, barbecue sandwiches,
fries, Italian subs, low-carb salads, vegan veggie sandwiches, all kinds of sandwiches, and they have catering. So if you don't need anything to eat today, you got something planned for this this weekend, this Gateway Classic weekend, get your catering done at the Sandwich Depot. Here's their number, 381-0393, 381-0393. You support the show, then support the businesses that support the show, that make the show happen. It's the circle of life. It's the circle of life. The Sandwich Depot, welcome them with big wide arms and your checkbook. Get on over there and get something to eat. Always trying to keep you fed. The Sandwich Depot, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. right there at Page and Goodfellow, 5753 Page at Goodfellow, right at the intersection of Page and Goodfellow. 5753 Page. Here's their number, 381-0393. Go get a breakfast sandwich. Go get a breakfast sandwich. Tell them I said hey. Tell them I said hey. Don't forget tomorrow, Thursday, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna go to the Loft at 9 o'clock, because 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Design is bringing you Carl Thomas. He's the R&B crooner. He also is a Grammy-nominated artist. We're going to have fun because the Loft is going to be turned into a casino royale. So come on down. Have some fun. We're going to dance. We're going to do a little gaming. We're going to do a little networking. We're going to have some fun because we've worked hard. We've worked hard. So come on out Thursday. Doors open at 9. Tickets are $20. VIP, $50. Let's go have some fun Thursday night. And a portion of the proceeds from the evening will go to FIRE, the charitable foundation. Their charitable foundation. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. Come on out. Come on out Thursday at 9 o'clock. I want to see you there. Let's have fun. Let's play. Let's have fun. 1-877-920-WGNU. Andre.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, before I forget, whatever happened with the results of the poll from yesterday?
The results from the poll yesterday about the marriage?
Right.
It was 50-50.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
50-50.
50-50. Good. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I just heard in passing yesterday, today is the 50th anniversary of the Little Rock Nine going into that school.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you had read anything early, because I just tuned in a while ago.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And lastly, I don't know if you've been following this story with Ahmadinejad or not.
Of course.
But I thought it was just really interesting the way the whole thing was mishandled yesterday at Columbia, which, by the way, for the listeners who don't know, they don't want to be reminded or to remind us that Columbia is sitting right in Harlem, a black community. But I thought it was interesting how this man is invited. He is the head of a sovereign nation, and he's treated as though he were somebody just out of jail or on his way to jail. I mean, the president of the university actually called him a petty dictator.
Here's my take on that. I think that this is America, and we should be able to, if someone can come to our country, if the president of Venezuela can come to this country and speak at the UN and say that he smells sulfur and that George W. Bush is the devil, he can do it. The only difference is, and this is the context that I would put this in, and this is the reason why I had a problem with the president of the university calling him a petty dictator. He was an invited guest.
Yes.
If he was a member of a panel and the president of the university was there, he could do that. I think it's a cowardly thing because you certainly didn't in your letter of invitation to him address him as a petty dictator.
Right.
You know, he was an invite, and you're the president of the university. I think it's cowardly. I think that it is rude. It's rude.
It is you invited him into your house so you could beat up on him.
So you can sucker punch him.
Yeah.
You can, and I think that is rude. It's one, again, you can have all of those feelings and you can say those things, but you as the president of the university do not invite, and the only reason that I felt like he was doing that, because you know how some people, when they get in front of their friends, they want to act tough.
Right.
This university president was speaking to the people that were protesting the president of Iran's presence on his campus. And they made a big deal about the number of protesters. And I would put that in context as well. If it is significant, the number of people that protested the president of Iran's presence at Columbia University, then isn't it hugely significant the number of Americans that protest the presence of George W. Bush?
Definitely. And by the way, if he is this petty dictator, see, I'm not even going to get into his politics, but if he is a petty dictator, if he is a lunatic, if he is a madman, I can't remember all the adjectives they use. Well, what makes him significantly or distinctly even different than that fool in the White House?
It's America. You can describe him in those terms every single day. Again, if President Hugo Chavez can come here and call George Bush the devil to his face, even though that's really not the United States, that's the UN, but that's not being fair about it. If he can come here and say that about George W. Bush, then yes, this president of this university can say that. The context of it, though, is if you invite somebody to your house, for instance, if I were to invite Francis Slay to my show, I would make it very clear of what we're going to talk about and what's going to happen when he gets here. I think it is unfair and rude of people to try and sucker punch people for an audience.
I agree.
And the president of a university is teaching his students a horrible lesson of how to misbehave and how you treat people.
Definitely.
And quite frankly, the president of Iran was very, very truthful when he said that we treat people with more respect than that. I assume that when he invites people to speak, he doesn't call them names to their face.
And also, this going on the floor of what is supposed to be an institution of higher learning, what you're supposed to be entertaining, open exchange of thought.
Oh, he can say those. He can call them. Again, this is America. He can call them those. He can use those descriptive words.
Okay, fine. But what I'm getting to is how all of, I guess, what I'm getting to now is more in line with the protesters. How dare he speak here? He doesn't belong here, this kind of thing. Well, what are you so afraid of?
Well, and again, the protesters can protest. If they win, they win. If their protest is able to remove him from the campus, that's uniquely American. Not uniquely American, but that's American as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead and protest.
And, by the way, this man has expressed thoughts, no matter how repugnant that they might be to whoever, but his thoughts have done nothing any stronger than Bush's actions. Bush has blood on his hands. Bush has directly caused the death of untold scores of people.
All right. Thank you, Andre.
All right.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. Stay with me.
About Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
The Crescendo Concert Series presents the Elliott Trio on Sunday at 3 p.m. The performance takes place at the Emmanuel Lutheran Fellowship Hall in St. Charles. The group is named after William Greenleaf Elliott, founder of Washington University, and is dedicated to performing masterworks of the piano trio literature. Admission is $5 to $12 per person. For more information, call 636-724-2507. News to you from WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you need medical supplies, here's where you need to go. Speedy Medical Supply. You need a scooter. You need a wheelchair. Someone in your family need oxygen tanks. You need all kinds of medical devices. Well, why don't you go on over to Speedy Medical Supply? Sales, rentals, and repairs. Also, they have a 24-hour hotline, 361-0014, 361-0014, Speedy Medical Supplies. Service is a pleasure right there in the Central West End. Speedy Medical Supply. Here's their number, 361-0014, 361-0014. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Wiz.
Good morning.
Yes, if you talk to Tony Snowjob, do me a favor, okay?
What's that?
Tell him, yeah, he's right. Racial equality don't exist no more in the state.
I mean,
he's right.
Racism doesn't exist.
Right. Just tell him that for me. But don't forget to tell him that the alderman of Belnor had a meeting last week, and when he was in his meeting, he stood up, and Belnor is mostly all white, and he stood up and made some comments about what changes should be made. The next day, the police came to his house and arrested him, wrote tickets on his van and beat him up and arrested him. Okay, well, he called the FBI to report it. And this is in today's paper. So when he did that, somebody came back and threw a brick through his window with a note to it, and they had newspaper articles cut out saying, shut up or die, the N-word.
So this was a man of African descent that did
yes,
that?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so racism don't exist, so.
No, yeah. it doesn't. All right, and we'll have to play that clip from Tony Snow so people know what context that we're talking about, because he says that it's no problem. It is no problem. Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And you want to email me? Do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Hmm. I've been thinking a lot about where we are as a nation. That this nation does not, that this nation has the courage, not the courage, but the motivation. President of Columbia University has the motivation to look into the face of an invited guest and call him a petty dictator and run it down. All of the crimes and word crimes and thought crimes and actual crimes that the president of Iran has done. America has the American students are outraged on their campuses about the presence of the president of Iran. Okay. That's where the rage is located. They got that. This is what we're gonna get upset about. This is what we're gonna get upset about. Huh. Huh. So, I think about that. And the enthusiasm that it is to go off on a president of Iran, but then I look into the face. Oh, first I listen to these words of Tony Snow. I listen to these words of Tony Snow.
To the USA Today story, simply to give you a little context, look at the poll that appeared the following day. While there was part of it said 51% of the American people opposed, if you look at when people said, if there is a roster of phone numbers, do you feel comfortable with that? I'm paraphrasing and I apologize, but something like 64% of the public was not troubled by it. Having said that, I don't want to hug the tar baby of trying to comment on the program.
Hug the tar baby.
The existence of the alleged program, the existence of which I can neither confirm.
Hug the tar baby. Huh? The same man that says that racism has not gone, I mean, that this doesn't exist. So it's just so easy for people to step away. It's so, is it cowardly? Is it about, does it really come down to cowardice? It's easy for a white male American to say that the president of Venezuela should be murdered. It's easy for a white male American to call somebody a Iranian president a petty dictator. That's easy. We gonna tell your stuff. Then help me with this. How is it that a woman, Megan Williams, tortured and raped a whole week by two white families, a white mama and her daughter and her son, another white mama and her two sons, made her eat feces, made her drink urine, made her eat rat feces, pulled hair out of her head, beat her about the head and called her, this is what we do to ends, is what she said, what they said. But yet the U.S. attorney doesn't have the courage to charge this with a hate crime. John.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, good morning to you. I want to tell you something. I was so angry. Man didn't have a knowledge enough to even address the man as a president. He insulted him. There was no reason for that. Was it?
Well, here's the thing. This is America. He can have any opinion he wants to about the president of Iran, but you don't invite someone to your house and then spit in their. You don't invite them and not tell them, well, when you get here, I'm going to spit in your face. I'm going to dog you out when you get here. As the president of the university who extended this invitation without condition to this man, I think it is the ultimate, it's rude. It is absolutely rude, and it teaches students the wrong lessons.
Right.
I really do. I mean, it's not like they both were on a panel where both of them had been invited by a completely different person. Have at it. Say whatever you want to say to him. But in terms of inviting somebody to your university, the president of a country, I think it is rude and wrong and unacceptable.
It was
and
wrong.
Cowardly. And cowardly. Because he was playing to his audience. Because the president of the university was tired of people saying, y'all shouldn't have let him come, y'all shouldn't have let him come. He's like, okay, I'm going to show y'all that I'm on your side of this issue. Come on. It was a cowardly act.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Renee.
Yeah, how ridiculous. You know, how, what about our president? Isn't that a petty dictator? Isn't he a petty dictator? I think that he is, you know.
My argument, my position with this is the context of it.
Right.
You don't invite somebody to your university to speak.
Right.
And then call them names in front of their faces without telling them that's what you're going to do. That's wrong.
Yeah, that was wrong. Very wrong.
You can have that opinion. I'm not upset about his opinion. I'm upset about the way that what he did was the wrong way to have a discussion with anybody, especially you, the president of a university.
Right. You'd think he'll be more professional than that.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, I just called because I was, you know, I keep hearing all these things about.
I'm going to have to put you on hold because we got to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A showdown could be brewing at the UN as both President Bush and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad deliver speeches at the UN General Assembly session. ABC's Lindsay Davis has more.
President Bush and the President of Iran will be among the world leaders addressing the General Assembly at the United Nations. President Bush comes seeking support for a U.S.-sponsored Mideast peace conference to broker a deal to end the brutal conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. The primary thrust of Bush's speech is expected to deal with the broad struggle for freedom. That was part of his dialogue on Monday when he met with the Palestinian president.
Times are tense in Motown in day two of the GM strike. Workers walked off the assembly lines and hit the picket lines yesterday, but the talks are resuming today. ABC's Dan Arnall says the stakes are high for both automakers and auto workers.
There are certainly reductions in production right now. About 7,000 cars, we're being told, were lost yesterday in terms of the walkout. And certainly as the production doesn't happen, GM has to kind of build up its inventories once they do actually get a resolution to this. Some analysts are suggesting that General Motors could lose hundreds of millions of dollars a day in terms of its capacity and sales.
It's a big day for gamers. Halo 3 makes its debut at video game stores. Dan Hsu, editor-in-chief of Electronic Gaming Magazine, says fans of this game love the virtual world it brings them to.
People love this world. They love the character, and they wanted to play this game. And it was also a great multiplayer game, which gave the product a lot of longevity.
Microsoft says more than a million of the games were pre-ordered. The last installment grossed more than $125 million in just the first 24 hours. A man in Britain with a need for speed was clocked at 172 miles an hour in his company's Porsche. He works for a luxury car rental company, or did. He broke Britain's record for the fastest speeder in its history. A judge called his actions criminally self-indulgent. This is ABC News.
Oh, will you love me when I'm six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your little one, which is why we've introduced the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. And according to NHTSA government crash tests, Taurus earned perfect 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts. Plus, with optional electronic stability control, Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
Even when you're as old as me.
The all-new 28-mile-per-gallon Ford Taurus. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov. EPA estimated 18 city, 28 highway front will arrive.
New show on the CW is generating a lot of critical buzz. ABC's David Blaustein has a preview.
On Sam's 21st birthday, his parents tell him this.
I probably should have told you this a long time ago. Your mom and I sold your soul to the devil.
The devil wastes no time introducing himself to Sam.
Sam, I'm not a carjacker. I'm the devil.
And now Sam is forced to do the devil's bidding, which seriously spices up his slacker lifestyle.
You're just going to bring escaped souls back to hell, you know, like a bounty hunter. That's cool.
The premiere of Reaper was directed by Clerks director Kevin Smith and has a real chance of becoming the CW's biggest hit yet. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Apple has a warning for those who unlock their iPhones to switch the service to another carrier from its exclusive provider, AT&T. Aside from don't do that, Apple says your phone will be rendered useless after its next software upgrade, and the unauthorized switch may do irreparable damage to your iPhone. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
The WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Frangemeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police have found a vehicle that was possibly involved in a fatal hit and run. 11-year-old Travis Scott was killed near his home on Highway 47 in Hawk Point on Saturday night. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has located a gray pickup truck that matches the description of the vehicle that hit the Lincoln County boy. Authorities say evidence seized from the truck will determine if it's the right vehicle. The driver of the truck has been questioned but not arrested. Anyone with information on the accident is asked to call the Highway Patrol at 314-340-4000. A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction against a Missouri abortion law. Judge Autry Smith says the injunction allows the state to negotiate with abortion providers as to how the regulations will be enforced for their facilities. The law was supposed to take effect in late August. It would expand the oversight of the State Department of Health and Senior Services to cover abortion clinics not previously subject to its regulations. Finally this hour, Yadier Molina had season-ending knee surgery yesterday. The Cardinal catcher did not join the team on its season-ending road trip. Head trainer Barry Weinberg says Molina had been dealing with a tear in the medial meniscus of his right knee for well over a month. The team had planned for Molina to have the surgery at the end of the season. However, Molina had to sit out games on Saturday and Sunday and saw little improvement in the knee. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for this 7 o'clock hour. Southbound 55 between Gravois and Arsenal. Look for slow traffic due to an accident. Shoulders blocked us near Arsenal. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge to Chesterfield Airport. There's a shoulder blocked due to an accident. It's on the left shoulder east of the Boone Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 from 55 through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 157 into the 5570 exits. Look for construction work on a ramp to eastbound 5570 is closed until later this afternoon. Look for an alternate to get around. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for pockets of stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Westbound 270 from 367 into West Florissant. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway through Maryville Center. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the gravel pit into the landing. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 merge. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 55 and 3200 South Broadway into 44. You've got heavy volume. And a number, you just have a lot of heavy traffic this morning, so give yourself a little extra time, slow down, and keep yourself alert. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to Mostly cloudy skies. Good chance for showers all day long with a high in the upper 80s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers with a high in the mid-70s. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 74 degrees. Cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you discuss? Revolution in the air, tell me, brothers, how can you stand?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, good morning, beautiful Liz Brown.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm holding on.
Very good. What's on your mind?
My prayers to the young man at Gina, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayers to the NAACP and the entire black community. There was a comment you were saying, where are we as a nation? I would like to know, where are we as a people? And at the same time, I would like to remind you that while we're on the air, and I want the black community to understand and hear this morning, last year, however, Mike King, Spanish Lake, that's right, Mike King, the husband of the lady that was arrested for firing in that crowd out here, there was a black lady last year that hauled those gang members to the front end of my house, Liz, last year. We have that on video. She hauled them carload after carload. We have that video. However, those gang members was telling us, however, that they were going to get us. You guys, the mess of calling the police and having us arrested, and you know, it's clear. But however, this black lady that did this, in the police report, it clearly states that she works for ByState. She works for Colorado. I can't mention her name, but it clearly states that. These same individuals, however, from last year, were the same people back here, this time after the police had told them not to come back over here to the King's residence, however. We were advised not to go and bother these people. But, however, they came back this time. And some of the people that were involved in this altercation, a lot of them, however, have been arrested since this altercation, this time with us out here at Spanish Lake. So some serious things, real serious things. So my thought in relation, I would like, however, somehow or another, to be able to compare somewhat my situation with the stuff that's going on at Jenna. The white community will sit back and they'll feed on this stuff when they know that we attack our own people. We know, however, that these hate groups are going to sit back and they're going to laugh. This stuff is not just happening in Wellston and Kinlock and Jenna, Louisiana, Selma, Birmingham, Alabama. This stuff is happening, however, everywhere, everywhere. And they're laughing.
But you know what? I don't think that the idea that people or white people that are racist are laughing at black people that is has never been should never be a motivation or a concern of any person of African descent. That should never be the thing that motivates you or turns you. And galvanizing an African community is not about demeaning or attacking a person within the African community that is doing something wrong. Your issue isn't about the fact that there were some black young people that were engaging in lawless acts. That's not your issue here. The issue isn't that at all. Some of us need to resist the urge to try to turn it into an attack on black people. Your problem is, your issue is a result of the racism of Bob McCullough. That's what this is about. This is about the racism of the white county prosecutor who would look into your face and your wife's face and say, look, I'm getting two for one here. I'm getting all black people in jail. I assure you that had your wife been white and she had done the same thing to a bunch of black kids that were doing wrong, then she would not be in jail. She would be a hero. This isn't about black people. This is about the white racism, the selective prosecution of a white prosecutor. And until that understanding is embraced, this is not going to go anywhere. This isn't about it's the wrong argument to make.
I'm not lashing out at the white community. What I'm saying is that when you're online in some of these blogs.
But you should be lashing out at the white community from this perspective. You should be lashing out at white Bob McCullough, who is saying the only people.
I don't think that we're not.
But it is because he's white. But it is because he's white.
That we're not.
But all what I'm saying is that I haven't heard you say that.
Yes.
Okay, I've heard you talk about black wrongdoing. Need to go after white Bob McCullough, because that's what this is about. This is about race. This isn't about crime. This isn't about black people. I mean, this isn't about a portion of the community that does wrong. This is about white racism and the legacy of it. Got to roll. Thank you, Mike. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, my name, my name, say my name, my name, my name, say my name, my name, my name. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
Michael, good morning.
Okay, I listened to the Michael Basin show yesterday. I understand that there was a gag order placed on all parties involved. I was wondering, what is that gag order for? And
okay, first of all, never start my show with some name of somebody else's show anymore, okay?
Okay.
All right, so first of all, let's go there. Second of all, you're talking about what's happening with the Jenna 6 with respect to the bail being denied. This child's bail has been denied, an opportunity to set bail has been denied, an opportunity to release this child has been denied, and now there have there's also, I don't know if you are aware, that a white racist Klans members, white skinheads, have you heard about this? Have put their names and addresses out there and told their members to go get them. So we have a whole lot of things that are going on with the Jenna 6 case with respect to what's being put out there. So I believe that one of the ways that they figured that we will stop paying attention to this case is if the attorneys are ordered not to talk about what the results are of their court dealings. Because that's the next moment of, that's the next opportunity of galvanizing people and moving people on this issue.
prosecution.
Pardon? It favors the proper prosecution, absolutely. Because then the defense attorney can't say, they're denying us bail. They're denying us bail. They're denying us bail. So come back to Gina. Come back to Gina. Come back to Gina. So it's a calculated effort to move this case from the public eye and to get attention and keep specifics from the community out here. Calculated act, and it favors the prosecution.
Okay.
Okay.
With him being in jail, does it work? Will it work against the other five as well? To deny them bail.
Will it work against the other? The other five are out.
Against the other five? Denying them bail.
Okay. I don't know. I can't answer that question. But thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And also understand that they filed a motion to remove this judge. They set this baby's bail, Michael Bell, at $90,000. So this is an effort to keep people. From talking about this case, and more importantly, from galvanizing on this case. Mildred.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mildred.
Liz, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, speak up.
Okay.
All right, got it now?
Okay, there are two things I have on my mind this morning. I didn't hear the speech from the Columbia University yesterday or whenever it was, but I did hear the excerpt from that stupid remark that the president of Columbia made yesterday.
And why was it a stupid remark from your perspective?
It was a stupid remark because he insulted the man to his face. I thought it was disgusting.
And you know what? I think that if the president of Venezuela can come to the United States and call George Bush the devil, then the president of the University of Columbia has the authority and the right to call him whatever names that he wants to.
Okay.
However, the context of it is my problem with it. You don't invite somebody into your home.
Absolutely.
Into your house and then insult them by calling them names in your house because it's a cowardly act and it's a rude act. And it is not what you want to teach students about how you do things, because you should have told the press, this is what I'm fixing to get ready to do. But you call that man those names because you were tired of the press getting on your behind for having him at your university. It was a cowardly, rude thing in the context of he was an invited guest to your university. You should have told him before he came, this is what I'm going to do, and let him make the decision of whether or not he wants to come under those circumstances. It was wrong.
This president was a poor representative of universities in this country.
Very
now,
good.
We call ourselves a great nation. I don't see it. But the thing of it is, you should have heard the senators yesterday following this, McCollum and Lieberman, and how they issued their ugly remarks toward this man. One called him a megalomaniac. And I said, now this garbage, every 4 or every 2 years, every 6 years, is recycled through the Senate, and they become our leaders every year. Now, the man from Columbia is a leader. The senators are a leader. Where is the greatness of this country, Liz? Thank you.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I see we have now put a face on police brutality with the recent incident that we've had where the victims were actually persuasion. Something that we've been suffering in the black community for quite some time, and we've been outraged and spoke out about it. But here recently, I see it's gotten a lot of publicity with the incident down in Jefferson County, the incident over in St. George.
Yeah, but we have to also put that in context as well. It was caught on tape.
Exactly.
It was caught on tape. And also, we have to put it in context. That little white boy that was that was brutalized by that police officer. Mm-hmm. He had been brutalized before. That's why he put a camera in his car. He had been brutalized by white police officers before, and the case went nowhere because he didn't have any record or didn't have any proof of it. So, let's just be clear. Let's be clear that, it has never stopped at the color line. Any cop that's breaking the law may enjoy breaking the law against black people. Any racist cop may enjoy breaking the law against black people, but he's going home slapping his kids around, kicking his dog, and breaking the law with other people.
Another thing, Liz, have you yet seen a face, the gentleman down in Louisiana who had the hangman's noose hanging from his truck? Have you yet to seen a picture of this guy?
Have not.
I have not either, and I just wonder why.
And I do want to say that with respect to the woman that was Megan Williams, that was spat upon, forced to eat feces, brutalized over a period of a week, and said this is what we do to ends down here. Do you know that one of the defendants in that case, he had just gotten out of jail for murdering an 87-year-old woman. Now, this is a white guy. What do you think the odds are of what the color of that woman was that he murdered if he got out after 5 years?
Right. She's probably African American. And with people that don't know, the laws in Virginia are a lot stricter than most of the laws in most of the states.
Ask Michael Vick. Ask Michael Vick.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic. Southbound 55 at Arsenal. Shoulder is blocked near Arsenal. Look for stop-and-go traffic between Gravois and Arsenal. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Airport. There's an accident. Shoulder's blocked. That's on the left shoulder. East of the Boone Bridge. Look for delays. Northbound 270 between 55 and Doherty Ferry, stop-and-go traffic. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp to 5570 is closed until later this afternoon from 157 through 5570. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, look for delays. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slowdowns, especially left lanes. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and Maryville Center. You've got pockets of slow traffic there. And westbound 270 from 367 into West Florissant. Look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling slowly from the Illinois Bank into the landing this hour. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, you've got slowdowns there as well. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for slowdowns. There's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers throughout the day with a high in the mid-80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers again. Highs in the mid-70s, Wednesday evening mostly cloudy, and the evening becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 75 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call.
I ran away today. Ran from the noise. Ran away. Don't want to go back to that place, but don't have no choice. No.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I am here with Captain Wayne Luster, and as always, it's another week, week three on the focused assault, the relentless assault on Fire Chief Sherman George, the showdown at OK Corral. I've never seen a showdown drag out this long before. Welcome, Wayne.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
So this is a three-week showdown at OK Corral. I must have missed that Western. I hadn't seen one that takes quite this long. Where are we, Wayne?
Well, right now, the discipline that was supposed to happen last Friday.
No, the Friday before that, wasn't it? I mean, the threats were the Friday before that, and then we're going to make it next week, and now we are going in week three.
Yeah. Well, today's supposed to be the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, because we had hundreds of people out there last Friday, why they didn't issue the discipline. It's amazing to me that the media reported that it was dozens, when the reality was it was hundreds. Folks came out, and the community poured out in support of Fire Chief Sherman George. And as you probably saw some of the clips, which were not wide-angle shots.
No, they weren't.
Which were close-angle shots.
Yes, they were.
They cheered the chief as he went in support of him.
Well, there was like a two-part process here. People came at 12 o'clock. There was a gathering and a conversation and a statement at 2 o'clock. I mean at 12 o'clock, and then just so happened that at right before the 1 o'clock meeting that was supposed to take place with Bryson, you're doing a great job, Brownie. The chief walked in front of all of us, and everybody was able to show him much support.
Exactly. So. I understand that the meeting lasted very quickly. The media reported 10 minutes. I don't think it was 10 minutes.
Well, I heard on one media that it was 5 minutes,
Okay.
So tell us again, bring us to where we are right now. What should we be looking at right now?
I think what we ought to be looking at is the actions of the director.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you've got to understand that it's not just the director, it's the mayor of the city of St. Louis, Mayor Francis Slay. There's one piece that I've continually heard them say about especially Francis Slayer, that the mayor or the chief knows the chain of command, and he knows how to follow orders. Well, if you look at the chain of command, yes, the fire chief is over the fire department. You have the director of public safety, which is Bryson, who's woefully unqualified.
Absolutely.
And no one has asked his qualifications except on this show and also in some of the black publications. The mainstream media has totally ignored it. The local 73, has totally ignored it. And that's one of their things, is that what are the qualifications? And no one is asking that question. Other shows have not talked about it when they've talked about other directors, and particularly one of the directors that they switched Simon for.
Mm-hmm.
His name escapes me right now, but that was the main thrust, his qualifications.
And
they put Simon in that position based upon his qualifications.
And a caller called last week to talk about this extraordinary thing that's going on at the airport, that there was an effort by, it's my understanding that Francis Slay's cousin is over the airport. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, he wanted to close one of the fire stations that is the furthest or the closest firehouse to the airport. Talk to us about that. You know about that?
Actually, what I found out was that they were working on that particular fire station,
mm-hmm.
and they were moving asbestos, and they wanted the members to stay in the firehouse
mm-hmm.
while they were moving asbestos. Now, anybody knows about asbestos know that you don't want people in there.
Okay.
So it's just my opinion. And my opinion is my opinion. I thought they were trying to use it to set up the fire chief to say, look, this is an unsafe thing that the fire chief has made. So the fire chief did the right thing and moved them to other firehouses, because there's three firehouses out there. So it was an opportunity to point the finger at the fire chief and say that he did something that's unsafe.
Now, there was also, there was a conversation that there was no conversation that with Slay's cousin, said he never talked to the fire chief about this.
Actually, I think he did.
So he lied?
I think they asked the chief to respond, from my understanding, and he responded. As a matter of fact, in some of the publications, Local 73 quoted the reasons why it was an unsafe act, and it came from the writings of the fire chief. Meaning that they didn't know what problems it would cause. Now, if you know or if you understand the way the airport works, actually there's rules beyond just our rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's the FAA rules, and when they're expanding, you've got to have a certain amount of coverage for each runway. Now, if you shut down a runway, what's going to happen if you only have two houses when an emergency happens?
So it was an appropriate thing to shut down that firehouse.
It's a decision. I don't know how appropriate it is. The way I'm explaining it to mm-hmm. you is that with three houses, if an emergency happens, and you got two of those houses occupied, if you got one house or a person that can man that third house, then air traffic can continue to move.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that translates to them in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only have two houses, then everything is stopped, meaning that air traffic stops, and those planes can't continue to come in.
And the chief's decision was what?
The chief's decision was to, first of all, look at the safety of the members.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them his opinion on shutting the house down. Now, it was their decision to shut it down, talking about Francis Slate's cousin.
Okay.
And they chose to shut it down.
Okay.
So ultimately, it became their decision.
Okay, so then the story about that was, from your perceptive, was another story to attempt to get at the chief.
Without a doubt. I've noticed that these people are diabolical, and they're not going to stop at anything to get those ones that are speaking out. I've told you, I've been the target of two police investigations. I've been threatened by a civil service commissioner in Tim Ogle. I've written the director of personnel, and this was 2 years ago, and they haven't got a response yet. So it's been in the paper. Maybe Captain Lusk can finally get some remedy to his problem or some justice. And I've not heard from the personnel department. I've not heard from the mayor's office in regards to him calling me on Thanksgiving Day and threatening me. So I understand their tactics. I understand how they play this game. And I think that it was an opportunity to get at the chief and to embarrass him on every turn.
What was interesting about the event on Friday, when was it? On
It was Friday.
Friday.
At the OK Corral.
At Friday at the OK Corral. We had a number of older people that showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And speak to us about the significance of that.
I think that's interesting because the majority of them that came out, Terry Kennedy being the president of the Black Caucus, I think is significant because, from my understanding, the words I'm hearing on the street is that they've never been on the same page on an issue.
It was fascinating from a historical perspective to see. I saw Harold Crumpton with the NAACP. I saw other preachers there, elected officials, activists that have always been on the forefront of these type of issues. It was fascinating, and elected officials. It was fascinating to see everybody galvanized there on this one issue.
Oh, yeah, to see all of these different leaders of all these various organizations, I mean grassroots organizations, to come out and support the chief. And as we said in the speech, today is Chief Sherman George, next day is you, Alderman, is you, Pastor, is you, Mother, is you, Father, is you, Sister and Brother. I think people that's resonating with people because they realize that if you come after a person that has played by the rules, that have did what you're supposed to do, study hard, go to school, get degreed, get all of the necessary qualifications to lead the department, have the experience with over 40 years of experience, and then be attacked because of what you believe, then I think it's wrong. And not only that, the ordinary person ain't got nothing coming.
And the other piece of this is that it was fascinating. On the same day, we had a police chief who is, his legacy is just this year, the number one crime city in the country. Just this year, police officers stealing World Series tickets. Police officers stealing World Series tickets and not getting charged for it. People not knowing what they can, police chief not knowing what they can charge them with, not firing them. Police chief's daughter being arrested for crimes. Her child being taken away from her. We have police department where there's $40,000 and or more money missing under the police from the evidence lockers, and a police department not knowing, not having any cameras, not having any protocol, not having anything in place to watch the money that's in the evidence. We have the Board of Aldermen vote with 100% of vote to show support for that police chief. So my question is this same board going to, one, introduce a resolution to support the fire chief, whose record is spotless, clean, absolutely without question, this is a person that has no stigma on his department at all. Is there going to be an introduction of a resolution in support of him, if there was one for the police chief? And secondly, is that going to have a unanimous vote on it?
I would hope so. I spoke with some of the aldermen that Friday before the demonstration, and I asked specifically my alderman, Dion Flowers, talk with Star Trooplet, and they said that they would support a resolution. I hope that it would get 100% unanimous support because this chief has a spotless record, and we are renowned across the country for being one of the best fire departments in the city of St. Louis. With all of those woes that's going on in the police department, for you to give, and we're ranked number one in crime, and you to give the head of that department
a vote of confidence,
then surely you can give the fire chief.
And that's what I would like to do. I would like people to start calling their aldermen today and ask them if, first of all, that they're going to put together a resolution and that they're going to bring it to the floor and get a vote on it the same way they got a vote on the police chief. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline, London. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has revealed his program of change for the next decade. In his first speech to the ruling Labour Party yesterday, Brown said he was honored and humbled by his party's trust in him to replace Tony Blair. His first 100 days as leader have brought a large variety of problems, including foot-and-mouth disease, a banking crisis in Northern Rock, damaging floods across Great Britain, and a failed terrorist attack in London and Glasgow. Brown announced policies on crime, education, and health in his speech, including a crackdown on gun crime in big cities and a drive to rid hospitals of dangerous superbugs. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Ryan.
The blue skies glow, poison is the wind that blows from the north, south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me, all things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You know, we were just talking this morning about the vote of confidence that the entire board of aldermen gave the police chief, and right on the front page of the Post-Dispatch, we are still number one in the nation for major crimes. And he got a vote of confidence. And not only that, I also want to talk about how they say that, but we're seeing a dramatic turnaround according to police department figures. Yeah, I bet you're gonna lie big time about your numbers now. I bet you're saying that we're gonna see a big turnaround. Now remember, this is the same administration that made fun of the statistics that we got last year that put us number one in crime. They made fun of some little guy in his grandmama's basement coming up with these stats. I wonder if Francis Lay is going to respond to these numbers the same way.
Yes, that's going to be interesting. I think that if you notice that conjunction, but, there's going to be a turnaround. The turnaround is on. I just would hope that you would look at, and I'm looking at the media and the way they are portraying this whole fire department issue in Sherman, Georgia. No one's asking the real questions. No one's asking the questions about the qualifications of the public safety director
there
appointment. No one's asking Mayor Francis Slay why he is not following the chain of command. He characterized, and that's what I was talking about before we went to break, that there's a chain of command and that the fire chief follows the supposedly orders or illegal order of the public safety director. And we know that the public safety director is going to follow the direction of the mayor, as you characterize it, his K-9 loyalty to Francis Slay. But I've noticed that the head of the city is not following the orders of his boss. Francis Slay is not following the orders of the people of the city of St. Louis.
Fact.
Which, through the charter, said that they wanted the authority of this particular issue, when and if to promote, invested in the fire chief. Now, if the fire chief is supposed to follow the chain of command to the public safety director, the public safety director is supposed to follow the chain of command, why aren't you setting the example, Mayor Slay, and following the chain of command and listening to the people of this city and the charter of the city of St. Louis? We voted against A, B, C, and D. We said that we don't want the mayor to have the absolute power in this city. We want the charter to rule. And you are going against the charter. You're going against your boss. Why are you doing that, is my question. And not only that, why isn't the Post, why isn't all these other news medias asking that question?
1-877-920-WGNU. Earlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I just wanted to correct you and Mr. Lester about one thing as far as the rally is concerned. When you gave Gnosi what happened, you left out the fact that after the press conference, you asked people to stick around and wait until Chief George came, and people waited in the heat and the sun.
That's right.
For about 20 minutes to a half an hour.
That's right.
So that wasn't reported. And I think one of the key things that the gentleman asked me when he read the section of the charter, which clearly delineated Chief George's responsibilities and duties, and they looked at him evidently puzzled, and he said, oh, is that news to you? You know, why don't you report the facts? I did not watch the news later that evening, so I still don't know if they reported the facts. But ever since Ronald Reagan was president, the news media has kowtowed to the powers that be in ways that had never happened. If the news media were like it is now, we would have not even known about the civil rights era in the 60s. So the so-called news media, I mean, you talk about lackeys and puppets.
Well, and
that's what we have.
But also, let's talk about the news media back then as well. We had powerful African voices out there. We had powerful African newspapers that were telling the truth about what was going on. We didn't have black radio the way that we had 20 years ago. But it was black media that got the information out, that burst the stories, that pushed the stories, and also the world bringing their cameras to the stories. So all the
that's
how the information got out.
You know, there was an exhibit at the History Museum a couple of years ago which prominently featured the black media then, when it was truly black media, when it was investigated. They showed articles that were written about meetings that were being held when they were doing the case over on, was it Penrose, about the housing that, you know, made it to the Supreme Court. I mean, these were truly crusading black newspapers, not social registers as to who did what, who went where, and who wore what. And we sorely, sorely need that kind of reporting. You know, and I mean, short of your program, I don't look at the local news, I don't read the local paper. I never heard of the Gen of Six, really, until I listened to your program and heard the young man's mother, and then I started telling people, you know, have you heard about the Gen of Six? No. You know, I listened to it and found out about Liz Brown's show, the mother was on there. You know, and the one other thing that bothers me in trying to get the story about the Gen of Six out, even the people in the forefront, they leave out some of the key points when they talk about the unfairness, and so it only looks like, well, you're just trying to get these guys out who kicked this one white boy. They don't mention the fact about the young man who was jumped on and the guy pulled the gun on him and he took the gun away and then he was charged with stealing, you know, the gun. I mean, so I think there needs to be like a little packet. Whenever you get in front of a camera, be sure you mention these key points. Don't keep letting the media dictate what they want to show and make it seem like we're talking about three nooses and six guys kicking a white kid.
Okay.
There was an ongoing thing that that mother pointed out on your show, and it's just not getting across.
Thanks for your call. D. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
The support for Chief George was really enormous.
Yes,
and I went upstairs, some of us went upstairs to the department with him, and there was an 80-year-old white man. They told him, they say, okay, all the news media come over here, and I want all you people to go down to the rotunda. And this 80-year-old white man told him, I'm not going anywhere. This is my building.
Mm.
See, that was great support, and they didn't show that.
No, they
and
didn't.
You're doing a good job, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, now. Thank you. And so what's happening today, Captain Lester?
Actually, as we stated, that we don't want this chief to get 1 hour, 1 second, 1 moment of discipline. And the strategies will be forthcoming. We're going to see what actually is going to happen as far as the punishment. We're not asking no one to come out today in front of City Hall, but we will give you a statement, and also we will let you know what our next actions will be. One of the things that I do want to say is that I watched the media, and the only person that reported the truth after we told them the differentiation between the fire chief's case and fire's case, because as you know, they've been lumping them both together.
Right.
The chief's case is totally different. Benita Carnito is the only one that reported.
Benita Canute.
Canute is the only one that reported the truth. All those other outlets didn't mention the chief's case and that it has been litigated all the way up to the Supreme Court. And right now, the city has to respond by the 27th because the chief's attorney took it back to the appellate court who made the decision back in 2004 when he was given an illegal order by then Sam Simon.
And if you could stay for another 15 minutes in the next hour, because one of the things I want to talk about, Captain Lester, is this. Jay Nixon is being brought into this.
Jay Nixon is
being brought into this, and Jay Nixon, who wants all these black people's votes, he's being brought into this issue, and we're going to talk about how Jay Nixon is now at the forefront of this Chief George issue, and what Jay Nixon does is a reason for that black people need to be looking at him about whether or not he should be getting anybody's promotion.
You're exactly right.
And I also, before I end the show, I really want to tell folks about a wonderful new advertiser that has joined the Wake Up Call. You can be getting your sandwiches as we speak. You can get your breakfast sandwich as we speak. The Sandwich Depot right here at 5753 Page, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They have breakfast sandwiches waiting for you, ham, egg, and cheese, steak, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and bacon, all of that, all of those sandwiches available for you right now. This is a black-owned business. Husband and wife open up this business because they want to serve the community. They want to serve the community. So get on over to the Sandwich Depot at 5753 Page, right there at Page and Goodfellow. They also do catering, so you got a party planned for this weekend, 381-0393. The Sandwich Depot. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Iranian President Ahmadinejad drew laughter yesterday during a speech at Columbia University in New York when he was asked about the execution of homosexuals in his country and replied, "There are no homosexuals in Iran." The car trouble is serious in Detroit, where GM workers walked off the job yesterday in their first nationwide auto strike in decades. ABC's Jim Hickey says workers are worried but determined to take a stand.
Many of the GM workers' walking picket lines weren't even born the last time the UAW called a nationwide strike.
Oh, that's definitely scary.
And uncertain as it was for their parents who worked the assembly lines, bills still have to be paid.
I got a new truck, a new house. I got, you know, families to support.
But they also have principles.
We need to keep the standard of living up in this country.
One striking worker says she is still devoted to GM. Disappointed, but devoted. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
His campaign says Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani had no idea a California supporter was throwing a fundraiser for him with a 9/11 theme, calling the idea unfortunate. As part of the campaign's National House Party night, a Palo Alto backer is asking guests to donate $9.11. A cheating husband in Australia was busted when he mistakenly sent a text message meant for his mistress to his wife. "Hey, beautiful, the back door is open," he wrote. His wife slammed the door shut in her reply. "You loser," she said. "You sent the message to the wrong person." This is ABC News.
If you own mutual funds, you must read The Lies About Money. I'm Rick Edelman, best-selling author and just ranked by Barron's as the number two financial advisor in the nation. In your mutual funds, you're paying higher fees, taking greater risks, and getting lower returns than you realize. That's why I've written The Lies About Money. My new book shows you how to invest, and my interactive guide actually builds a portfolio for you, just like we do for our clients. The Lies About Money is available October 2nd. Learn more about The Lies About Money at rickedelman.com. That's rickedelman.com.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. What's with 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coupe, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
A motorist in Britain is charged with extreme speeding. ABC's Tom Rivers has his story.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Tim Brady won't be going anywhere fast for quite a while. His driver's license has been yanked for 3 years after speed cameras clocked him doing 172 miles an hour in a turbocharged Porsche. He's also lost his job, was fined $1,000, and he'll contemplate his motoring offense for the next 10 weeks in jail. And while Brady is the fastest conviction on record here, police are still trying to track down a biker who was doing 176 in a video posted on the net. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A sign of the obesity epidemic, officials in the Netherlands are rolling out new, robust ambulances to haul patients who weigh more than 220 pounds. Officials say when people call for ambulances, they now ask how much they weigh. Last year, doctors complained about needing stronger hospital beds and operating tables that can buckle under too much weight. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns in the left lane. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is delayed from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing. Northbound 55 from 4500 South Broadway into 44. Look for stop and go traffic due to normal traffic. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road through Page. Look for delays there as well. Eastbound 70 from Bryan through 79. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 64 from 15th. Into the 5570 merge, look for all sorts of slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. McCausland at Southwest, those traffic lights are not working. Hanley at Manchester, look for delays. Those traffic lights are not working. Southbound 170 from Brentwood through 64, road construction has two lanes closed. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason Road, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing, look for slowdowns. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Monsanto and 5570, look for construction work on the ramp to eastbound 5570 until later this afternoon, so look for that to be closed. Southbound 55 at Gravel in Arsenal, there's a traffic accident that's been cleared, but expect some slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, a good chance for showers throughout the day. The high should be in the mid-80s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. The lows should be in the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers, highs in the mid-70s. And Thursday, look forward to partly cloudy skies, high in the upper 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 75 and clouds too. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to attend to. Captain Lester has graciously agreed to stay on with us because we have a kind of a breaking story here with respect to what's going on with Chief Sherman George and how all things are connected. We need to understand that the world that we live in, all things are connected. There was a what they call a Quo, I think it's, I've forgotten the pronunciation of it, but it's Quo Warranto, I believe. I know I'm messing up the, it's been a long time since I've practiced law, but here is, let me just put it in English so that you know what it means. It's a motion called, a Latin word for, phrase for, by what warrant. Now, what this is this warrant that has been filed by the attorneys representing Fire Chief Sherman George, this warrant that asks the question, by what warrant? First of all, this is a very provocative warrant. This is a very provocative writ. It's a very provocative question that you ask of the court. And it requires the person, to whom the warrant, the writ, is directed to show what authority that he or she has, what is their right, what is their power that you claim to hold. Now, this warrant, this writ, has been directed to, this warrant or writ has been directed to, Charles, you're doing a great job, Brownie. Bryson, what authority do you have to order the fire chief of the city of St. Louis to do anything? What authority do you have to order him to do squat? You need to show your authority. However, here's the thing. We in the state of Missouri have this law. We have this statute. We have this, we are one of the few states that has this authority written into our statutes. By what warrant? What authority do you have? But here's what, therein lies the rub, as the bard would say. Who's going to issue the warrant? The attorney representing Fire Chief Sherman George, when he filed this warrant, not everybody out here listening to the sound of my voice understands that. That's the question. Who are you, Charles Bryce? And everybody, the daily media, the daily big media is saying, you got to do what your boss says. No, we got to first determine whether you are his boss, whether you have the authority to order him to make these promotions. But the rub of this is you have to have a prosecutor that's willing to issue the warrant. That's how you bring in a dude by the name, a dude who wants to be promoted to the next level, a dude who wants to be the governor of the state of Missouri, Jay Nixon. This warrant has been taken to the desk of Jay Nixon. And the question we need to be asking is what is Jay Nixon going to do with this warrant? Is he going to stay out of it and thereby move on the side of Francis Slay? Or is he going to step in it and move on the side of right? And oh yeah, black folks have a long memory. We're going to remember what it is that you did or what it is that you sat down on and didn't do. By what warrant are you going to issue that? Because that is the question of the day. We're talking about the law. The Attorney General is the highest office of the enforcement of the law. What you going to do? What you going to do? We're going to finish our conversation. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have a little technical difficulty going on right now, so you're not going to hear any music going into the break. But we're going to take a break anyway, so bear with us. Stay with us. I know the rhythm is off, but stay with us.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant and You went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
These are the days of Elijah.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're from the Power of Truth broadcast. We'll be looking for you to join us from 8 until 9 p.m. every Tuesday evening.
Power of Truth broadcast is a biblically based Christian no-spin program. We'll be discussing world events and Christian issues of the day, strictly from God's Word. Call and dialogue with us.
See you there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Before we get back to my guest, we got some business to tend to, and I'm gonna bring my guest in on this commercial that I want to do here. I want to bring this to you all on Thursday, September 27th at the Loft, 3112 Olive Street. The doors open at 9 o'clock. 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Design are bringing us the Casino Royale at the Loft. And Wayne, this is going to be a great evening, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome. All of the proceeds will, a portion of the proceeds, will go to our Fires Charitable Fund. And as you know, and if we've shared with your listening audience, our goal this year is to feed 500 families.
500.
And we want needy families. We want people, you know, that is going to throw the food away and sell the turkeys. We want people that really need the food. And it's a good basket that we give out and that we share with the community. Fire is a benevolent organization, and we are part of the community, and we make ourselves accessible to the community.
And what's the historical context and connection with the food drive?
It's called the Derrick Food Drive. He was a chairman, and as you know, Derrick gave his life in the line of duty, him and Rob Morrison, and we renamed our food drive after Derrick. So when we're feeding families, we're giving it actually in the name of my brother, which we have vowed never to forget. And we will not forget. Matter of fact, his family comes, his daughters and sons and his wife. They are a part of it. His church, they're a part of it. And
we
appreciate them staying involved, and also the connection of Derrick, because we will not let the community forget what Derrick did.
And so that is this Thursday, September 27th, at the Loft. That's 3112 Olive Street. Tickets are $20 and general admission, and they have VIP tickets, $50. Come on out. There's going to be a R&B Grammy-nominated a songster there, Carl Thomas. He's going to be singing. We're going to have fun. We're going to network. We're going to dance. We're going to party. It's all for a good cause. This Thursday at 9 o'clock at the Loft, 3112 Olive Street. Tickets are $20. Pay the general admission just because you know where the portion of the proceeds are going to fire. It's a wonderful thing. And also, let's just go have some fun. Let's just go have some fun. That's this Thursday. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And don't forget, lunchtime's coming up pretty soon. How about getting on over to Archie's All-American Cafe at 6277 Del Mar, Archie's All-American Cafe. Get your All-American hot dog, your Chicago dog, your chili dog, your St. Louis dog, your Kraut dog, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog, your chili cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog, all that and so much more right there in the loop at 6277 Del Mar, Archie's All-American Cafe. Hot dog is Archie's. Get on over to Archie's at 6277 Del Mar. Tell them that I told you to. And one more thing for you folks. I know some of you riding around in a dirty old car. You don't have to do that. Get on over to a brand new advertiser with the Wake Up Call, a different touch. Come experience the difference at the Different Touch Car Wash, 5508 St. Louis Avenue, car wash, truck wash, three-row truck wash. They also have detailing. They call it their Q-tip detailing. They have all of that right there at 5508 St. Louis Avenue, right there in the Belt Loop. They do complete detailing. They have a car wax special going on today, $25 a car, $40 for a truck. Look, get your car done. I know, don't ride around in a dirty car because you don't have to. Get on over to a Different Touch. Come experience the difference at 5508 St. Louis Avenue. Car wash. Give them a call, 389-3230, 389-3230. Get it done. They're one of the advertisers on the Wake Up Call. That means that you need to be working your deals with them. You need to be taking advantage of what they have to offer because this is a circle of life. I provide you with information. You get wonderful information. You do wonderful things and participate. You support the advertisers. The advertisers support me. That's the circle of life. Do that here on the Wake Up Call. I'm here, of course, with Captain Wayne Luster, and we are talking about this new wrinkle in what is the assault, the relentless assault that's been directed, the relentless illegal assault that's been directed to our fire chief, Sherman George. This warranto that's been directed at Jane Nixon. Talk to us about your take on this, that the attorney representing Fire Chief George has issued a request for a warrant that would ask the question of what is your authority? What is the authority? Does Charles Bryson have the authority to order the chief to do these promotions?
And that's exactly right. The way I understand it, that it is a usurpation of your authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the director of public safety has usurped his authority. Not only has Jay Nixon been asked, because there's two people that can do this. It's the attorney general and it's the circuit attorney. Now, I made a confession the last time I was on your show that I went on another show, and one of the assertions by the radio talk shows was, why didn't we take our case, talking about the allegation of cheating, to the circuit attorney? And I reminded them that she gets selective amnesia when it comes to prosecuting police officers that steal baseball tickets.
That's right.
This is an opportunity for her to respond. She hasn't responded, to my understanding, to weigh in on the usurpation of the authority from the public safety director.
But to me, okay, that she doesn't know how to prosecute. She can't find a crime when a crime drops in her lap. If she's looking at a per certain type of individual, Jay Nixon wants to be governor.
Exactly.
Jay Nixon wants to be governor.
But
I
do not want to let anybody out there because everybody has to weigh in on this.
There you go.
The white alderman, the black alderman, everybody was sent the information. We haven't heard from the white alderman. We put in the African-American alderman on a task. What about the white alderman?
Mm-hmm.
This is about safety.
There you go.
This isn't about race. This isn't about black and white. It's about safety in the city of St. Louis.
And now, following the law.
And following the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the circuit attorney has the authority, then she should do it. They haven't heard from her, to my understanding. The attorney general, who wants to be the governor, has the authority, and you don't weigh in on this issue. What right do you, or what leadership do you have to be governor of the state of Missouri?
There you go.
Is the question that probably need to be asked.
Let me get to some of the callers here. Dwight.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I don't know if you remember me. I took you and Elder Luster down to the City Hall a couple of weeks ago, and I just want to say good morning. And I'm just calling to commend Captain Luster. He's doing a great job. He's not only a captain and a force on the fire department and helping people, but he's also a great man of God. And I think the people in the listening audience should know this. He's a great man of God. He works very fervently in the church. He's always helping people, and he needs the support. And I want the black people, not only the black people, but the white people to stand behind Elder Luster because he's doing what's right.
And absolutely.
I just want to commend him on the job that he's doing.
And you're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Dwight.
Thank you
so much for calling. 1-877-920-WG, and to me, that's a very important point, Wayne, that sometimes when folks like you step out in front and an organization like FIRE steps out in front, and when members of an organization like this step out in front, oftentimes they get their heads chopped off, or they get their efforts get twisted, or their efforts get minimalized, or they attempt to marginalize those efforts. You and your organization have been willing to step out front and stay out front on this issue, and you are to be commended for that. That is a very powerful thing when an organization with members like you, the members like your chairman, with members like your board, all of you all stepping out front on this issue. It's a very powerful thing.
I would agree, and I appreciate the sentiment. We represent 42% of the people on the job. I'm just a voice. But I'm speaking for our organization because they said speak. But you've got to recognize that we've got approximately 400 members.
There you go.
So you're not just hearing from one individual.
There
our chairman, Addington Stewart, our vice chairman, A. Pruitt, Guy Jennings, and Percy Green III, myself. But you're hearing from an entire group of people.
There you go.
42% of the people.
An organization.
Not only that, it has expanded to the community because the community is saying, stand with Chief George and stop this illegal act.
There you
follow
go.
Your boss,
there you go.
Mayor Slay,
there
and
you
listen
go.
To the people of the cities of St. Louis.
There you go. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Morning, St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this hour. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 170 from Brentwood through 64. Look for road construction having two lanes closed this hour. McCausland and Southwest, those traffic lights aren't working. Treat them as four-way stop. Hanway at Manchester, those traffic lights aren't working. Treat them as four-way stop. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for slow traffic. Southbound 170 from 270 through Hanley, look for heavy volume. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, look for heavy volume. Illinois Route 3 at Monsanto all the way into 5570 split. Look for the construction to eastbound 5570 closed till this afternoon due to construction work. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, you can expect heavy volume there as well. Westbound 64 is also rolling slowly from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers throughout the day. High in the mid-80s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers. High in the mid-70s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies. High in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 74 degrees and clouds. Lambert Fields reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe, God bless.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Sil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Sil's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
St. Martha's Hall, a nonprofit emergency shelter for abused women and their children, is seeking community members to host mini showers to help restock supply shelves for shelter residents who have escaped dangerous domestic violence situations. The hall residents need everyday essentials such as pajamas, laundry detergent, cleaning supplies, and more. For more info on how to host a mini shower, call Melissa Dan at 314-533-1313. Something for you from AM 920.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brandt.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And before we get to some of our callers, before we get to some more of our issues, we have to get to some more of our the advertisers that make the Wake Up Call possible. The advertisers, a brand new advertiser joining the Wake Up Call, the Sandwich Depot. They're open right now. Why don't you go on by? They're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. And Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 10 a.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Look, 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 look. It's a wonderful place. I know that because I've sent people ahead. I've sent people on ahead about the Sandwich Depot. Before I even got there, go find out how this place is. Go find out how this food is. The food is wonderful. They're right there in our community. Page and Goodfellow. Page and Goodfellow. 5753 Page in the wonderful Autumn Orange building. Ask for specials. They do catering. They have breakfast sandwiches going on for you right now. Steak, egg, and cheese, ham, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, sandwiches and wraps, Texas toast. You can have it on Texas toast, a flour tortilla, hash browns, donuts. They have it all. Then at lunchtime, oh, my goodness, it is so on at lunchtime. They have your barbecue sandwiches. They have your hoagies. They have your burgers. They have chicken teriyaki. They have a Depot stacker. They have an Italian sub. They have a vegan veggie. They have chicken. They have tuna salad. They have it all at the Sandwich Depot. Husband and wife owns this shop. Come on now, it doesn't get any better than that. Right here in our community, catering, major catering available for any function. Give them a call, 381-0393, 381-0393, The Sandwich Depot. Warehouses, sandwiches, and they ain't kidding. They have everything there. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. In a related story, not too long ago, we had Don Fitz on the show to talk about a petition drive. A petition drive for an audit of the city of St. Louis. Well, we have an update. We have an update on that story. Don Fitz is joining us. Don, good morning.
Hi, Liz. It looks like there's going to be an audit of the city of St. Louis.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. When did word come down?
Well, just a few days ago, we received a letter from state auditor Susan Monti, who affirmed that they had gone over the petitions, and they said that there were 7,700 valid, and we needed 7,200 valid.
Excellent.
And the margin that we got, I think, was made up by listeners to the wake-up call.
Excellent.
The help that you gave and the help that all the people who listened to this show gave. People called in. We found petitioners from the wake-up call. We found people who would come by and sign the petition. A lot of events that we went to get signatures, people said, oh, I heard Liz Brown talking about that. Yes, give me that petition. I want to sign it right now.
Excellent.
And so it's clearly that margin of error that made us get over the top was the support that we got from the wake-up call.
Excellent, Don. So what does that mean now? What does that mean? What do we have in front of us?
The auditor's office is still getting things together. This is, of course, the largest audit which they do.
Really?
Well, I mean, they've looked at other audits like St. Peter's, who, incidentally, the network, if you look at network TV, there's information about the St. Peter's audit you can see there. But up till now, they've given us no information about the petition drive for the audit of St. Louis. If you want to hear about it on radio, you got to listen to the wake-up call because nobody else will report on it.
So think about that. Just think about what kind of hard work that you all did. Despite the absence of the daily newspaper.
Oh, of course. I mean, had there been reports on a monthly basis in the paper, and had there been reports on television, people would have been flocking to us to grab our petitions to go out and collect signatures. And instead, it was left to just a few dozen people doing very hard work for month and month and month. And, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why an audit of St. Peter's, I mean, I'm not putting down an audit of St. Peter's. I think that's an important issue. But why is that worthy of network news while an audit, the same effort to an audit of city of St. Louis, which is much larger and much more political center, why would that be boycotted by network news?
Because of what it is going to reveal and what people were able to do despite the boycott of the daily paper, despite the boycott of the evening news shows, despite that this thing is going to happen. Now, what are some of the possibilities? Do we have a historical context of this, Don?
The last time this was done was when Vince Shamel was mayor. I believe it was 1986 that Vince Shamel was mayor, and they found something like $10 to $15 million of money that was being spent, the revenue that was not being collected. The license fees were not being collected. There were bids that were not competitive bids.
Wow.
We anticipate all. I mean, I have been asking people now that we got word from the state auditor's office that the audit's going to be happening, we're going to meet with the auditor in about a month, and we're going to say these are our concerns and these are the issues that we would like for you to cover.
Now, how obligated are they to your suggestions?
Well, we would have to have an attorney's opinion on that.
Okay.
My guess is that they're not obligated at all. But, I mean, everything that we have, we will put down in writing. And I think it'll make the auditor's office look very bad if we have a legitimate request for a topic to be audited, and then they ignore it.
And the other question that I have is, one of your areas of concern has always been the lead money.
Absolutely.
Now, do we know for sure that that is going to be something that they explore?
That's going to be on the top of our list. You know, we're going to ask them, you know, please audit the lead monies. Please audit, you know, where the money is being spent.
And the other piece of this is that the timing of this is kind of surreal and kind of, I don't know, karma-istic. Here we have Francis Slay pushing on the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the daily paper that has a financial interest in the ballpark stadium and the ballpark village, pushing this, this $78 million giveaway to this business to come build some buildings here in the city of St. Louis.
Right.
And the timing of this audit is helpful for that, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we want to ask is how much money has gone to Ballpark Village? How much money has gone to the whole stadium? You know, what we would like to or accounting of what the administration said they would spend on the stadium. You know, we hope the auditor would go back to what the administration said they would spend on the stadium and then contrast that with what the administration is actually trying to get now.
And I guess the next logical question would be, how far will this audit go back?
I believe that the audit is only required to go back for a year.
So the year of 2006 is what we're talking about, or the year of 2007?
You know, I'm not sure about that because I'm not sure if it's they may not get started on the audit until 2008.
Oh, really?
Well, because keep in mind, I mean, here we are September. They're not going to meet with us until October.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to have to reassign people from audit offices around the state, bring people in from Jefferson City to St. Louis. And so I don't know when they'll start. The earliest would be November, and might not be until December, and I could easily see them not getting full swing into January. And so the question is, are they going to audit a fiscal year starting July 1st, 2006 through June 30th, 2007? Are they going to do a calendar year? Are they going to do 365 days preceding when they start? I don't know exactly. You know, that's one of the questions we'll ask them.
And just to let the audience know, Don, how long was this journey to get the petitions written, to get the petitions out there, to get the petitions signed, and to get this letter from the auditor's office saying, we will go forward with the largest audit in the state of Missouri?
The Gateway Greens got involved in this project in November of 2006, and before that, there were other individuals who were interested in doing it, and they worked, and they got about 500 signatures, and we picked up from them and were able to use their 500 signatures as part of what we turned in. But our efforts have been so it actually was going on before we got involved in November of 2006. We got heavily involved in that election. So it's part of the reason that it took us so long to do that was that refusal of the media to cover us.
Mm.
Because I looked at the reports from what was done 20 years ago when Vince Schemel was mayor. There were regular reports in the Globe Democrat and regular reports in the Post-Dispatch. And if there were reports in the print press, I would guess there were probably reports on TV. And when you get those reports, then you get other people coming on board. And when we started this, we thought, well, we'll get the ball rolling on this. But as other people hear about it, it won't be that stressful because other people will come on board. But the press wanted to, the corporate media wanted to make sure that nobody heard that this was going on.
So let me ask you this, Don. Has there been any report in the print media or on television that this audit is going forward due to the hard work of your organization?
Not that I've seen yet. We're going to be putting out a press release tomorrow. We're going to have a press conference Thursday morning, the 27th, at 11 o'clock at City Hall, the Tucker entrance. And if it's raining, will go inside City Hall and have the press conference at the Rotunda. And so I would like everybody to come, and I want to invite everybody to join us at that press conference.
And if people have some issues that they would like for you to pass on to the auditor of what to, you know, ask them this. Can they do that?
Absolutely. People get a pencil and paper if you're listening. Write down this phone number, 314-727-8554. And the email address is fitzdon, F-I-T-Z-D-O-N, at AOL.com. And you can send that in. If you're a city employee, you have the right to make an anonymous tip. And I believe that you cannot, I mean, we certainly, if people say, you know, do not divulge who gave this information, if it's a phone call, of course, we won't know. There's no caller ID on that phone, so we won't know who gave us the tip.
And you know what, Don, couldn't people also start faxing or emailing to the auditor's office? Look at this.
They could. And let me just tell you the facts for the auditor's office. The auditor's office is 573-751-7984. It would actually be better, though, if you have a suggestion, to give it to that phone number or the email address that I gave before, because we want to put them all together and we want to track the request.
Very good.
And make sure that they do the right thing when they complete the audit.
Don Fitz, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call, and congratulations, job well done.
Thank you for your help. Could not have done it without your help.
I can't wait. Take care now, Don.
Okay. We'll talk to you.
Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown, taking a break. Stay with me.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents Art After 5 on Friday until 9 p.m. Join us for a performance by local acoustic guitarist and songwriter Javier Mendoza from 6 to 8:30. Pucks will offer drinks and light fare during the performance at Brig Gallery. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-721-0072 or visit slam.org. News to you from WGNU.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. The whole world still ain't seen.
of the fancy satin and silk. My white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. Oh, the little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Much, much, much business to tend to. Get up, get up, get to me. We have stuff to talk about, stuff to do. Oh, my goodness, how about this? Why don't you get on over to the African Palace Restaurant and Bar. They're serving authentic continental African food, American cuisine, Jamaican food and drinks while listening to some of the area's best music. They're located at 4005 Seven Hills Drive, West Florissant in Seven Hills. Their phone number, 921-4600. It's the African Palace, authentic African cuisine. They also have American cuisine. They have African cuisine. It's like a journey to the motherland. Try something fun. Try something different. Try something new. Come on over to the African Palace Restaurant and Grill. Look, Bar and Grill. Hump Day, happy hour every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., old school R&B. Look, and Thursday night, well, that is, Friday night is reggae night, and Saturday night is African night. Get on over to the African Palace Bar and Grill. Tell them, I told you to. And speaking of us, another fun thing to do, because you know me, I'm trying to plan your life. Thursday, the day after tomorrow, 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Design is turning the loft at 3112 Olive Street into Casino Royale. Get there at 9 o'clock. Tickets are $20, VIP $50. A portion of the proceeds go to Benefit Fire, a charitable organization. You know, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. And if that's not enough, networking, gaming, dancing, fire. If that's not enough, how about this? You will be serenaded by the wonderful R&B sounds of Grammy-nominated Carl Thomas. Look, come on! It's going to be fun. On Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 9 o'clock. General admission, $20. VIP, $50. 1800 Tequila presents Casino Royale at the Loft. This Thursday, be there. Let's have some fun. We work so hard. We do. We work. 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 Well, let's play on Thursday night. Plus, a portion of the money goes to a wonderful organization. Get on out on Thursday night. I'm going to be looking for you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number here. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business, so much stuff, so many things to talk about. I have been struggling, if you will, with this, the revelation of this. Not like I didn't know. Not that I didn't know at all. But just the reminder of this. Please tell me why. We can have a college, the head of a college, the president of a college, invite the president of Iran and call him names to his face. Now, dig it. In America, you can say these things. You can say that George W. Bush is Boy George. You can say that George W. Bush is an idiot. You can say that George W. Bush doesn't know his head from a hole in the ground. You can say all those things. It's America. What's his name came? A president of Venezuela came and called George W. Bush the devil. Talked about smelling sulfur. I get it.
I dig it. You can do that in America. What's different about what happened at this university? Columbia University. What's different about this? What's different is the president of this university invited the president of Iran. And the president of this university, Columbia University, introduced him by calling him a petty and cruel dictator. And they say that he was that the president of Iran was shaken by that. And I understand. That's a sucker punch. And mostly cowards engage in sucker punches. It was in the context of the situation. You do not invite somebody to your university to speak and then insult them to their face. That's a cowardly act. That's rude. And it sends the wrong message to students. I'm not saying that you can't have any kind of opinion that you want to. I'm not saying you can't articulate your opinion. But when you invite somebody and you don't tell them the context of the invitation, that's wrong. It's rude, and it says ugly things about this nation. That is an ugly American. And for all of y'all that lost your mind over President Hugo Chavez calling out George W. Bush as the devil, then y'all should be kind of upset about this. You should. I mean, if it's about calling people names. I mean, there's hypocrisy. If you're mad about that because you shouldn't call people names, shouldn't call the president of this country names, then you should be upset about this. But you know what? But you know what? Mm-mm. Ugly. Ugly and wrong. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Don't you go nowhere.
For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush and Iranian President Ahmadinejad are both giving speeches to the UN General Assembly session today. ABC's Martha Raddatz tells us President Bush will be throwing the spotlight on a country now known as Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
He will be talking about global liberation and human rights around the world, especially in Burma. He will be announcing new sanctions in Burma, where thousands have protested, pro-democracy demonstrators, including thousands of monks, protesting in particular the detention of Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of the pro-democracy movement.
Iran's president is likely to spark controversy in his speech, ABC's Aaron Katursky explains.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad follows up his controversial appearance at Columbia University with an address here at the UN to the General Assembly. Iran's leader expressed skepticism about the Holocaust, denied oppressing women, and said there were no gay people in his country. It was the start of Ahmadinejad's three-day theatrical appearance here in New York. He'll speak this afternoon at the General Assembly from the same podium President Bush uses.
The auto strike is rolling into its second day at GM. ABC's Dan Arnall says it could be a long strike.
Analysts are telling us that both sides have quite a bit of dry ammunition, so to speak. United Auto Workers really at this point having about $800 million in their strike funds. They could easily keep their workers out for at least half a year. General Motors has almost 1 million cars on the lots right now. That's going to sustain sales, or could sustain sales pace, for the next 6 months.
Tropical Storm Karen is the 12th storm of the hurricane season. Right now, it poses no threat to land. It's far out in the Atlantic. Gum lovers have something new to chew on. Some gum has gotten the seal of approval from the American Dental Association. The group says certain sugar-free gums like Orbit, Extra, and Eclipse give chewers plenty to smile about, since they prevent cavities and reduce plaque. This is ABC News.
If you own mutual funds, you must read The Lies About Money. I'm Rick Edelman, best-selling author and just ranked by Barron's as the number two financial advisor in the nation. In your mutual funds, you're paying higher fees, taking greater risks, and getting lower returns than you realize. That's why I've written The Lies About Money. My new book shows you how to invest, and my interactive guide actually builds a portfolio for you, just like we do for our clients. The Lies About Money is available October 2nd. Learn more about The Lies About Money at rickedelman.com. That's rickedelman.com.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coop from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. What's with the 4 million people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coop, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
One of America's favorite cranky doctors is back for another season of House Calls. ABC's David Blaustein has his story.
Once again, Dr. House is on call.
You were bouncing ideas off a janitor.
And solved the case. At the end of last season, everybody on House's team either quit or was fired. Now the acerbic rare disease specialist is under pressure to bring in some new students.
I will test you in ways that you will often consider unfair, demeaning, and illegal.
Coming off of Emmy nods for Best Drama and for himself as Best Actor in a Drama, Dr. House, Hugh Laurie, chalks up the show's popularity to the writing.
Those scripts are just phenomenal.
David Blaustein, ABC News.
Kids are constantly confronted with a torrent of temptation. Researchers say that's what's fueling the childhood obesity epidemic. They say junk food ads on TV, the fast food joint around the corner, and soda in school makes kids face tough choices at every turn, and they're not yet equipped with the discipline to make healthy choices. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a suspect wanted for dragging a police officer has surrendered. Sidney Bias Jr. walked into the St. Clair County Jail yesterday afternoon. Early Saturday, Bias was stopped by an officer who attempted to remove him from his car. During the struggle, Bias put the car into gear and hit the gas. The officer was dragged about 70 feet before freeing himself. He was treated and released at Memorial Hospital. Bias faces multiple charges, including attempted murder. He is being held in the St. Clair County Jail on $200,000 bond. St. Charles County is reporting a high number of shigellosis cases at area daycares. Symptoms of the disease include diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, fever, and headache, and last 5 to 7 days. Shigellosis is spread through close contact with contaminated food or water. Officials say they have received reports of about 3 dozen cases of the disease in the past month, and that reports are higher than normal in surrounding counties. For more information, call the St. Charles County Department of Community Health at 636-949-7400 or log on to scchealth.org. Finally this hour, more motorists are turning to alternative fueling in the wake of high gas prices. More than 40 gas stations in the state of Missouri offer E85 fuel, which costs up to 30 cents less per gallon than the average price for unleaded gasoline. The fuel is made from corn and will only power certain vehicles with special gas tanks. Supporters of the alternative fuel say it will reduce dependency on foreign oil, reduce air pollution, and cause less risk if it spills in the environment. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather. Southbound 170, there's road construction between Brentwood and 40. Look for two lanes closed. There are a number of ongoing road projects in and around St. Louis. So just slow down, give yourself a little bit extra time in your commute, and give the workers a break. Traffic lights are not working. Hanley at Manchester, look for that. Just treat it as a four-way stop. McLaughlin and Southwest, traffic lights aren't working. Treat that as a four-way stop as well. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns there, but everything should be rolling steady into downtown in your final push. But look for some slowdowns in the left lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois side of the bank into the landing. Eastbound 40 is rolling well from Mason through McKnight. Eastbound 70 is rolling well from Bryan Road through Highway K, and then again from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Northbound 270 is looking good around the 44 exchange. Eastbound 44 is looking good from Soccer Park through 270. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move. And then again from Butler Hill into 255, look for no delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly cloudy today. Chance of showers throughout the day. Highs in the mid-80s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers. Highs in the mid-70s. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 77 degrees and overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, drop me the sound. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, drop me the sound.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
To
so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
I still have that axe to grind about the City Art Museum.
You mean the Art Museum in Forest Park?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a City Museum and then there's the Art Museum. So you're talking about...
The City Museum is okay. I'm just
okay.
Talk about the Forest Park.
Art Museum, okay.
Can I?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I have some facts here from the St. Louis Journalism Review about money that the museum received.
Okay.
The state has given them $154,110 to the art museum, and that money just about covers the director's salary.
Wow.
And they also receive thousands of dollars from the motel. They won't say how much, but the hotel and motel tax is also given to the City Art Museum. My quarrel with the City Art Museum is
Forest Park Art Museum, because some people may be confusing when you keep saying city, because there's a city museum as well.
Okay, so, thank you, Liz,
okay.
For correcting me. The St. Louis City Art Museum just spent $9 million for a crappy piece of work from a European artist. And they also received, at my last time I checked, the St. Louis City Art Museum received $6 million grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. But that was a couple years ago. And from what I understand, and I can't confirm this, they've received over $20 million from the National Endowment for the Arts. So the reason I'm raising that argument is that this latest exhibit they have there, it cost the museum and the taxpayers $3 million to bring some dead art from Europe to exhibit here. And yet St. Louis artists, black and white, don't have access to the museum. They are excluded. That is a posh country club out there, and they run it as if it's their own personal property.
Mm.
And I think the public should know about it. And St. Louis artists, and there are some darn good St. Louis artists, that can't even get in the front door. And my final statement is that I've asked a few people, have you ever gone out to the art museum since you were in school and you were required to go with the teacher as a group? And one person said, the only time I go to the art museum is when I go sledding on Art Hill and I have to use the bathroom. I'd like to see the figures on the attendance, which doesn't justify the expenditure of money, and I think it also ought to be audited. Hey, thanks, Liz, for letting me do this. I'll be a healthy, happy, jovial person.
All right. Thank you, Dimitri.
Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Kirby Van Bursch. You won't believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Bursch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Bursch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. Liz Brown, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have some business to tend to. And before I get to the business that we need to tend to this business. Yes, we do. We need to tend to this business. Brand new advertisers hopping up, joining the wake-up call. Let's give some of them a shout-out or two. A shout-out or two. How about this? All a different touch car wash. Come and experience the difference. Come on down and experience the difference at a different touch car wash. 5508 St. Louis Avenue car wash, $12, truck wash, $20. And today's special, they have a car wax today, $25, truck $40. Come on down. It's right there at the Belt Loop at 5508 St. Louis Avenue, a different touch car wash. Come and experience the difference. If you want to make, give them a call. Here's their number, 389-3230, 389-3230. Come experience the difference. Get your car, your truck, get your vehicle clean. You don't need to be riding around in a dirty truck. Get your car, your truck clean and get it hands-on. You can get the Q-tip special that they have going on where they do a complete detailing of your vehicle at a different touch car wash, 5508 St. Louis Avenue. Give them a call and tell them I told you to. Here's their number, 389-3230, 389-3230. And another wonderful advertiser. I'm so excited because right now it's still breakfast time, okay? They're still serving their breakfast sandwiches from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can still get in at the Sandwich Depot. Get your sausage, egg, and cheese. Get your bacon, egg, and cheese. Get your ham, egg, and cheese. Your steak, egg, and cheese at the Sandwich Depot. Where is it? Page and Goodfellow. Brand new business. Welcome them. Open your arms. Open your wallets. Go get some good food. Get into the Sandwich Depot right there at 5753 Page and Goodfellow. Check this out. They also have catering. I know you all have some functions planned for this weekend. You have some functions. I know the Gateway Classic is this weekend. Having folks over, going to do a little family thing, going to do a little party thing. Here's the number because they do catering at the Sandwich Depot. 3810393, 3810393, the Sandwich Depot, warehouse of sandwiches, catering, giant subs, sandwich platters, everything. They support the Wake Up Call, then I know you're going to support them. And they're still serving breakfast sandwich with their Texas toast or wraps. Put it in your hand, put it in your car, get on your way right there in our neighborhood at 5753 Page and Goodfellow. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. I'm just sick. I'm just sick as I think about this story of this young woman that was tortured and raped by a family, two families. A woman by the name, and you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking that this is just deliverance. Just looking at this family, I'm just thinking of deliverance. Two families, a mother and her two daughters, Karen Burton and her daughter, Alicia, and her son, Danny. Frankie Brewster, who looks like she would be on the cover of the Klan's monthly magazine. Now, this is what a Klanswoman looks like. Her two sons, Bobby Brewster and George Messer. They took a woman of African descent and raped her. And I've told you the story. I told you the story 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago when it broke. But here's the thing. Here's the point. Here's the significant, one of the significant points about this story. How this nation refuses to, uses every excuse to, ain't a gonna, you can't make me, you can't make me, you can't make me talk about race. Now, folks will call out the president of Iran out his name, call him a petty dictator to his face in defense of his statements about Israel, his statements about the Holocaust, actual actions that they say that he did. They will call him out his name to his face. Petty dictator. They'll say that. They will say that. People will say that the president of Cuba should be assassinated. He a dictator. She is socialist. But can anybody say, and move on the R word? Can you move on the H word? How about HC? Can we say the racist word? These white people, these white families, let's just be clear, these white families, as they tortured, raped, brutalized, made this woman eat feces. They called her the N-word and said, this is what we do to N's. So, tell me if that's not a hate crime. Because I submit to you that the energy that propelled these two white families to do this was something very special. Something very unique. This energy came from a different place. This energy, this is what race rage gives birth to. So if this is not a hate crime, oh, did I happen to mention that the U.S. attorney said, the state attorney said, no, we're not going to pursue hate crimes. That's going to be kind of hard to prove. We can't say the R word. It is significant that they don't want the hate crime to be part of this. Make no mistake, there is a simple reason. The same reason that the people in Jenna have issued a gag order, because they don't want to hear about the issue of race. They don't want to talk about the issue of race. They don't want to deal with the legacy of racism. Gag order in Jenna. No hate crime for Miss Williams. Let's talk about race. Not. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have, good golly, Miss Molly. We have so much business, so much things, so much to talk about. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
F.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Learn firsthand about another culture without leaving the U.S. and establish a friendship that will last a lifetime. Many local high schools are still open to enrollment and encourage families to get involved. Pacific Intercultural Exchange has international students from more than 40 countries arriving into the area for homestay programs, and they urgently need your help. The nonprofit organization is looking for caring host families to share the American way of life. To find out more, call PIE at 1-800-828-9001 or log on to PIEUSA.org. Something for you from WGNU.
When you think of big band music, the first name that comes to mind, Glenn Miller. Now Goldie's Music presents a 3-compact disc collection that features all the timeless treasures from one of the greatest, called Stairway to the Stars.
Jukebox Saturday night.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes. Track 29. Pennsylvania.
Glenn Miller's Stairway to the Stars features all the hits that made him an American tradition. All songs have been digitally mastered for the highest quality sound. This special CD package is not available in stores, so get your copy now by calling our toll-free number. By the way, Stairway to the Stars makes a great gift.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
1-800-577-3995.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Lone Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget, on Thursday, we're all going to have fun. We're all going to go to the Casino Royale at the Loft, 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Designs. You know what? They're putting it together, casino. They're transforming the Loft into a Casino Royale. And guess what? Proceeds go to Fires Charitable Foundation. Tickets are $20, VIPs are $50. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Let's go have fun. Let's go have fun this Thursday at the Loft when it's turned into Casino Royale. Let's do a little gaming. Let's do a little dancing. Let's do a little networking. Let's just have fun this Thursday in Cozy Design and 1800 Tequila presenting the, and also did I mention Carl Thomas? He's a R&B crooner and he is a Grammy nominated. R&B, come on, doesn't get any better this Thursday at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Get your tickets. And you can also get your tickets early by calling MetroTix at 534-1111. But, you might want to try to get them at the door. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Gail, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to know if you remember, I'm probably dating myself, but do you remember when people that worked in the public sector were called public servants, and now they have become public tyrants? It just seems like the agenda has changed. There was a lot of honor placed on serving the public, you know, as public servants.
Well, I think that there still is honor in that. I think that there are people out there that obviously do not live by or accept that their job is one of public service and that they are a public servant. And I think it's up to us to change that dynamic. When people are elected into offices, they are, we're engaged, we help elect them, or
right.
we elect them.
Yeah.
And so we're in a relationship. And if you have a relationship with any human being, and you don't tend to that relationship except for once a year, you're not going to have a healthy or good relationship.
You're right.
Okay, it's our job not to just vote for these people and then let them loose and never see, talk, or have any demands upon them except for the next time for election time. That's on us. We do not have the consistent relationship with our elected officials that we need to have. Otherwise, some of them would behave better.
So you're saying we need to continue to establish accountability.
Accountability. I like to just break it down a little bit more simpler than
okay.
that, Gail. We're in a relationship.
Oh.
No relationship can be a healthy, a good relationship if we're only tending to it one time a year. And in the relationship that we have with elected officials, some people only vote once a year for that once every four years, and once every 2 years. That is an unhealthy relationship. So no one should be surprised that if you left your child alone for 2 years, and then you want to discipline them in 2 years, it's a little too late to try to be fixing all the behavior that happened in your absence. So the same with our elected official. You shouldn't find out on a day before election that your elected official was up there like Talibin Al-Amin taking $40,000 from people that hate our community. You need to know that now. You need to work on that now. And then come election time, then you punish them entirely by kicking them out there. But so we have to work hard at our relationship. And if our elected official is not seeing his job as one of public service, and themselves as a public servant, then we need to get rid of them. But we don't do that just on election day. We do that all throughout the relationship.
I agree. I'm going to hold that word to relationship. I like that.
Okay, because that's what we have, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we have both of us have a responsibility. The elected official has a responsibility to do right, and we have a responsibility to make certain that they do right.
That's right.
All right now.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. I mean, just think about it. You send your child into an environment that it's like, okay, you send your child into a building where there's nothing but snack machines, with nothing but potato chips and candy and soda. Now, there's one other machine over there that's sitting down at the end of the hall that has water in it, that has 100% juice in it, that has carrots and lovely celery and all of the wonderful things that we need to put into our bodies to make our bodies grow the way that they need to grow. And every day the machines are filled up, you leave your child in there without instruction, without checking on them, without assistance, without a demand from you about how you want him or her to do right. Just do right is what you tell them. That's not going to work. And you don't come back and check on that child for 2 years. Your child's going to be as big as a house. If they have any teeth in their mouth, they're going to be lucky to have any teeth in their mouth. The same is true of our elected officials. You don't send an elected official up to Jefferson City. Jefferson City is the mother of, the birthplace of bad temptations, evil intentions, and corruption. You can be easily corrupted up in Jefferson City, up in Washington, D.C., any of these places. It is our responsibility to make certain that when we send our elected officials up into these places that can corrupt them and do corrupt some folks, whether it's the Board of Aldermen or it's Jefferson City, our responsibility is to say, you know what, you need to be eating carrots. You need to be drinking water. You need to be doing right. And you need to be saying no to temptation and corruption. And our failure to live up to our end of the relationship is on us. 1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you about a different aspect.
Yes.
Of that land acquisition bill that Hubbard put out there.
Yes.
You remember that those forgivable loans that run you have to stay on the premise for 5 years of your home?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if the developer gets the home and you're in the midst of paying, you're trying to stay in that home for 5 years, and they want to acquire your land, Are you required to pay that back since you didn't get a chance to fulfill the obligation?
No, I haven't read everybody's contract, Sam. I don't know what the conditions of the contract. If the contract says if you're forced by no reason of your own out of your house that it doesn't count,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I conceivably I could see you out of luck.
Yeah, and see that's one of those things. Apparently. He didn't consider because.
Oh, didn't consider a lot of things. The only thing that he considered was a thing that helped him with his senatorial race.
M-O-N-E-Y. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you about. Did you see that tasing of that woman where the cop was tasing her and she fell behind the police vehicle, in front of the police vehicle, behind another vehicle, which apparently had to be her vehicle? And the guy, even after. She had fallen to the ground. Once she was in the vehicle, he tased her some more.
No, I didn't see that.
And on the national news, they left out one thing when they were talking about that. They left out that 200 people had died from being tased. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a hell of a statistic to leave out when you're dealing with people who, as they say, this is now become first resort. We resort to tasing people first. Before we restrain them.
That's right. Or we even try to deal with the situation so that neither one of those things has to be done.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about the college student that asked the question in front of what was it, not Al Gore, but John Kerry.
Yeah.
You know, and what was his crime? What was his crime?
He spoke out loud.
There you go. And for John Kerry to say he didn't know that that happened, he a lie.
Well, you could see the black officer looked like he was almost carrying the young man up the aisle until they got him on the floor.
There you
and
go.
Then they think,
you know what was amazing to me? You know what was amazing to me?
What?
Was all of those students, not one of them got up. When you watch the clip again and just watch the students that are in the closest proximity to this young man that's getting tased, some of them aren't even looking in that direction. Some of them look bored. Some of them are not paying attention at all. And that, to me, was the scariest piece because every student should have been up on their feet saying, keep your hands off of him. He didn't do anything. So those that was a real sheep-like response, and I got to roll, Sam.
Okay, go ahead.
But thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Russell. Russell.
Good morning, Liz. Good. I respect you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this Attorney General down in Louisiana. I know you probably commented on it before, but I wasn't listening. I think he's in an awkward position. He on one hand, they want him to prosecute a hate crime, and then... what would you do in a case like that? Do you have enough evidence for a hate crime, you think?
Are you talking about the case in West Virginia?
No, in Louisiana.
Okay, that they want him to prosecute a hate crime for the Gina Sick.
Right.
I think that here's the thing. Here's what I know. Prosecutors can bring any kind of charges that they want. Remember, this is a prosecutor that brought adult charges against a 16-year-old. He didn't care what the law was. He didn't care that he didn't have any evidence to prove that. He didn't care that he knew it was against the law. So, first of all, let us start with the play. And there were no repercussions to him for that. So, first, let's start at the place. A prosecutor can bring anything that he wants to, if he really wants to, first. So, if he wanted to bring this charge, he could bring the charge for the nooses hanging on. Yes, they could. Yes, they could. Bring the charges of hanging nooses for black children under a white tree. Yeah, he could. Absolutely he could. Now, I don't know what the elements of a hate crime is in Louisiana.
Okay, that's my problem.
But here's the thing. Again, he could have brought them. We know he could have brought them because he already brought charges that he knew that he couldn't make already. So it's not about, I don't know what the elements are. It's a decision not to bring it, period, dot. Now, there are some places where they're like, for instance, in the case of the young woman who was raped and assaulted and tortured and called the N-word, in that state, in Virginia, You have to prove, to successfully prosecute a case like that of a hate crime, you have to prove that the victim must have suffered from violence or intimidation because of their race, color, or religion, ancestry, national origin, political affiliation, or gender. So we would meet one of those elements, okay? The victim suffered from intimidation, a noose hung by white kids towards black kids. That's intimidation, right?
Right.
They also, but in the, what the problem is with the federal case, you have to show that a person must conspire with another person to willfully injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate the victim and her free rights, such as voting, gaining employment, or housing. Such actions can also include property damage or bodily harm. So, was this intimidation towards bodily harm? You could make the argument. And the prosecutor, and I'm just using the elements that they are in Virginia, the prosecutor must also show that the suspect acted willingly and not in self-defense. The hanging of the noose was willingly and not in self-defense. So according to the elements that you have to make of a hate crime in Virginia, and again, I don't know what the state law is in Louisiana, you could file a hate crime charge. You could.
Okay, I'm just sympathetic. He's between a rock and
a hard
place.
No, he's not. He's the law is a, love the law. File the charges. What's the hard place?
Well, he wanted to satisfy white, you know.
White or black has nothing to do with it. Follow the law. That's what every black person is saying. Follow the law.
Well, everybody don't follow that.
But the prosecutor doesn't have the same excuse that everybody else says. He took an oath to follow the law, and the law says that the elements can be made. I'll be back. Stay with me. I'm Liz Brown.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline, New York. Outrage and controversy have followed the President of Iran during his visit to the United States. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke at Columbia University yesterday and portrayed himself as an academic, misunderstood, and unfairly criticized in the U.S. He is in New York to address the United Nations General Assembly later today and spoke at the invitation of Colombia President Lee Bollinger, who introduced Ahmadinejad as a man who exhibits all the signs of a petty and cruel dictator. The Iranian president challenged the university audience to look into who was truly involved in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, defended his right to question the existence of the Holocaust, and denied there were gay Iranians. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun and
the
struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Hey, see myself, got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Please don't forget, I know that you need your carpets clean. You need your couches clean. You need a professional to do it. Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, 315-7075, certified cleaning service, water extractions, upholstery cleaning, sofa and a love seat, $85, three rooms in a tall standard size, $39.95. You know what? They specialize, Russell specializes in spot treatments. They get out, he gets out spots that other people have been trying for years to get out. Give him a call, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. Give him a call. Give him a call. Get your stuff done. And don't forget, it's almost lunchtime, kind of, sort of. It's almost 10 o'clock. Well, you know, think about lunch. I said, can you say hot dog? Archie's All-American Cafe. That's right. Hot dog. We're talking about Chicago dog, chili dog, St. Louis dog, kraut dog, Reuben dog, pizza dog, cheese dog, chili cheese dog. That's a dog chopped, topped with chili, onions, cheddar cheese, and mustard. Come on now. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Delmar, right there in the loop. Hot dog is Archie's All-American Cafe. Pay him a visit right there in the loop. You get your choice of beef, your soy, or your turkey. Hot dogs, kosher beef, and Polish hot dog. It's Archie's All-American Cafe. Get down there, try them out for lunch. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Don't forget, Thursday, that's the day after tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 9. Carl Thomas is going to be at the loft. Why? Because 1800 Tequila and In Cozy Design presenting Casino Royale Night at the Loft. Tickets are $20, VIP tickets are $50. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Fire Charitable Foundation. This is going to be so much fun. 9 o'clock, let's go play. Let's dance. Let's do some networking. Let's do a little gaming right there at the Loft. 1800 Tequila Casino Royale Night at the Loft featuring Grammy-nominated artist Carl Thomas. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. That's this Thursday. Doors open at 9. What's the address? 3112 Olive Street. That's the Loft. Come on down to the Loft. The Loft. The Loft at 3112 Olive. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Tickets are $20. VIP $50. And you can also advance tickets 534-1111. Call Metrotix. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine. Liz, after listening to your last caller, it just brought me back to a book I read, which is a good book. And we are living in America, that was stolen from African Bohemian. His book is titled Psychic Trauma. All right?
Okay.
I recommend that every black that was stolen by read that book. Then you will understand some of the ways how you think. Because the genocide, I can't say that prosecutor is between a rock and a hard place.
He's not in between any rock and a hard place,
ma'am.
That exists. Follow the law. The law says that you must prosecute irrespective of color. That's not supposed to enter into it at all. That's a hate crime.
That's a hate crime. Every day.
Period. Dot.
So
hanging a noose.
There's no rock and hard place.
There is no rock. There is no hard place. It's only a rock and a hard place when you're not doing your job.
That's right. I recommend to you, sir, read that book, Psychic Trauma. Then it will point out why you think like you do.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have
Thanks.
A blessed day.
You take care of yourself, Ruth. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown, the lady brought up a thing about a book there just a minute ago. But if people really want to understand the situation of what black people are going through in this country, all they have to do is to study the Stockholm Syndrome. You know, for that one that they use for Patty Hearst and the little Hornsby kids and everything, read it and see, isn't it to the same history or the same statement that has been used on black people? But we can never use that, say, well, that my child need to be re-educated, my child need to be re-indoctrinated. Because it's a white thing. And we can always say, well, okay, it don't mean that. It don't mean black and white and all this. But this is a lie. You know, the United States don't never go by the law for black people that they do for whites. When the Jim Crow law was passed, this was through the government, the people who made the law to separate blacks and whites.
Okay, you called to talk about fire?
No, I didn't. I called to talk about it, but the lady brought up a subject that was very important. That's why I said that.
All right.
But the number one thing, when you're talking about the politician, Ms. Brown, it was never the politicians in office who did so much for the black folks. It was the black people who was in the streets. We got out there and protest. We got these black people.
But we cannot simply tell half of the impact of the story. Yes, it takes all. There are people whose job it is to agitate. There are people whose job it is to go in there and make the laws. There are people that whose job it is to go and to advocate for the law. All of those things. It was a collective of actions that occurred, but at the foundation of those actions was a changing of the law.
Well, right. You see, and the reason it happened at that time, Ms. Brown, is because that was a law of segregation, and black people didn't have the type of class that they have today. Today, that is some black people who they don't want to hear what I got to say or
well,
what the poor person got to say.
But wait a minute. But I don't want to put. I think that numerically there are distinct class distinctions, but there have always been class distinctions for as long as people have lived in this country. Every person of African descent didn't march on Washington. Okay? Every person of African descent didn't march in Selma. Every person of African descent, there were churches here in the city of St. Louis, run by people of African descent that had money and had status. And you know what they told Martin Luther King when he came here to speak at their churches? You better find another church. Martin Luther King could only find two churches in the city of St. Louis to come and speak in. This is not something that's new that's happening today. This has always been the case in human existence. There were people that turned in, if you believe in the Bible, there were people that worked for Jesus that turned him in for a handful of silver. There have always been people that haven't risen to the plate to do what they know should be done despite the best evidence that they have confronting them. So, yeah, there are class distinctions today. There have always been class distinctions, and there's always been people that haven't been willing to come to the fight no matter how much they needed to in their own issue of self-worth and self-survival.
Well, you know, and the only thing is, Ron, I just look at, you know, like you got home with you full of over there. During segregation, we got that. During segregation, we had black people building colleges. During segregation, we had the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. Now, since we got all of this good education and all this upper class, we lost all of it. Now, what can we say about that?
Okay,
why
and I have 30, I have,
we got better?
I have 10 seconds. I can't answer that question. I'll talk about it tomorrow because I talk about it all the time on my show. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, thank you so much for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.
More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
that all men are created equal, yet many